We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order on the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill Number 148. The secretary can take the roll by sight. What do you want to call? Okay, there's a quorum present?
Everyone's here.
Okay, there were some concerns raised on line 15 of the bill, and that in an amount equal, where they said in an amount equal to one half of the period of the time an employee was employed, there were some concerns raised that would set the deal at a constant. And so I guess I'd begin the discussion that I don't know if there's a formal amendment drawn up, but the suggestion was replacing equal with up, and with that, I'll turn it over to the discussion of the members.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's a perfect resolution that gives the flexibility for the decision-making as far as the award is concerned to go up to one half of the period of time the employee was employed. So I think that's the best fix. Just change that one word.
So are you proposing a conceptual amendment of the word up?
So ordered, sir. Absolutely.
So you've heard the conceptual amendment opposed to the proposed change equal to up.
Yes.
Discussion on the conceptual amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think that, I mean, I can agree with that, I guess. It's your bill, but like I said, I think it probably brings some flexibility. Is that what we're after here? Some latitude and flexibility on this statement?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sondhu. I am the chairman. Senator Sondhu.
You get to be the chairman.
Senator Sondhu, there was concerns raised by folks that this wasn't clear. And that felt that had to be in there. If you feel that helps clarify it, I can concur with that. Senator Hamlin.
Mr. Chairman, we have a lawyer here. I'd like to have him weigh on this, give us a legal opinion.
Mr. Chairman, I would be more than happy to have Representative Fitzpatrick do that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamlin, I do.
Oh, there we are. Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamlin, I do think it clarifies it. But to be honest, I have some overall heartburn with this bill. As I did some research the other night in preparation for another hearing, I'm concerned that this bill overall may nullify our exclusive remedy for wrongful discharge. So I'm not sure how I'm going to vote here in the end, but I will answer your question. I do think... it does clarify the amendment.
Okay, I guess unless there's additional discussion on the amendment, we'll just vote on the amendment. Unless there's additional discussions, I know I'm requested for a quorum in another meeting is what's causing some pressure.
I have none. I'm ready to vote. And remember, members of the committee, we are just voting on the amendment, not the bill. You'll get a chance to vote on the bills amended on the House and Senate floor again.
Okay, so on the amendment, all those in favor of the amendment as proposed by Representative, the good representative from Great Falls, or Cascade, I guess. All those that in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So that shows three opposed and three,
Curtis.
Okay, amendment fails. Is there any other discussion on this bill? I guess that will close the conference committee on Senate Bill 148.